Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewery. They have many brews, but I recommend the Men's Room IPA and, oh, I don't know, the Men's Room, say, 20th Anniversary Lager.
Delicious.
I'm not biased. I'm just throwing it out there. Today, we toast 41-year-old Octavia Wells of Panama City, Florida. Octavia is a fan of fentanyl. So much so that before heading to a court-mandated drug rehab, she decided to try to score some narcotics for the road. So she texted her drug dealer that she had $45 to spend, and she wanted to buy a couple of points of fentanyl. And in case you're wondering, a point is about one-tenth of a gram, and if you're not wondering, you might be on fentanyl. Anyway, Octavia, she drove to the, you'll appreciate this, Ted, the Tom Thumb convenience store, to meet her dealer.
Don't do that to Tom Thumb.
Hey, man, that's where she went to meet her dealer. But she was met instead by police officers, namely Special Investigator Stephen Pettyjohn. Now, Octavia and Officer Pettyjohn, they had interacted before, and for reasons they have not disclosed, she had his number in her phone under the nickname PJ. Her drug dealer goes by TJ, and unfortunately, she texted the cop about her drug request. Not her drug dealer. Anyway, she was, in fact, arrested. They're very familiar with her. In fact, they already let her out of jail. They just said, look, we know what you're up to. You have one felony and two misdemeanors. That's what we're charging you with. Still going to let your ass out of jail. She has to go back, I believe, early February for a court case.
Dang. Well, look, she was going to go back either way.
She was, but this was drug rehab. This was not jail.
Right, but I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure if you go to drug rehab and you pee dirty, I would think that would just automatically throw her back in jail.
But I think the difference is if it's drug rehab, that means you still have a problem. So if I pee dirty at a drug rehab, because she had to check into the facility, it makes sense. I think they would expect you to pee dirty because you're a drug rehab, right? If you've gone long enough that you're peeing clean, like, you don't need to be here necessarily.
Yeah.
So I think she was like, look, I'm going to go for one last ride. Of course, I'm going to pee dirty. Why else would I be in drug rehab? But unfortunately, she hit up PJ, the cop, not TJ, the drug dealer.
Oops.
Yeah, I want to separate those a little bit. And again, they did not specify why she had his number in the phone. Either way, let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!